Welcome, everyone, into the iPhone Users Group for VIP. This is February 11, 2026. Don't have a lot to bring to the table today. I was reading on Facebook, and there's a new app in town. However, in my opinion, it's not quite ready for prime time. It's called Perspective Intelligence. It's supposed to be able to kind of like seeing AI, describe a scene, read text, and it's supposed to have an AI component that you can download on your phone without, and you can use it without the use of Wi-Fi or anything like that. However, when, I don't know if it's my version, but when I downloaded it and tried to use it, it immediately crashed. And I've yet to get the scene describer to work. It will sort of read a little bit of text, but then it stops. So I'm not overly impressed with it. So I don't really recommend it right now, but I know they are working on it, and it does have some potential, so we'll see where it goes. So I'm going to open the floor for anybody's comments, and we'll just have a general discussion.
I'm glad to hear that, Cheryl, because I saw it, and I thought, well, I'll try to download it, but I am not good at finding and downloading things, so my heart's not broken.
Yeah, I think you got a little bit of time before this one's ready to fly. I mean, I don't know if anybody else has tried it yet, but I thought I would give it a go. But, you know, unlike Live Read, that was phenomenal from the get-go, although it did have its issues in the beginning where I had to... After I read the tutorial on Live Read and tried to use it after that, it wouldn't work. So I ended up having to delete the app, reinstall, and then it's been my go-to app for reading my mail ever since. I absolutely love it.
Well, I'll try that one again. I've had no luck in downloading it or Ira, either one.
Okay. What seems to be the issue that you're having, Susie?
Well, first of all, finding it in the store, app store.
Did you spell Ira, A-I-R-A?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't find it?
No.
Let me see if I can send you a link to it. Hold on. There's a way you can sit on an app and share the app. Let's see if I...
Note Master, Cam Find, Pluto TV, Iris Explorer.
Let's see. How do we do that?
Then.
Oh, no, that's not what I want. I'm using one hand, so it's kind of hard to do. Hold on a sec.
Adding not found.
Hang on.
No, I think I did find Ira. I'll take that back. Last time, but it gave me many options, and I didn't know which option.
Okay, so if you're sitting on an app, you can do a three-finger, one-finger triple tap, and then flick to the right.
Require app share app button.
And then there's the share app, and you can double tap on that, and it'll send the link to, are you good at getting a link from messages, Susie?
You mean right now?
Well, I haven't sent it to you yet, but are you familiar with how that works?
Not really.
Okay, first of all, I think you would need to have links in your router. Do you have links in your rotor?
That much, I don't know. Unfortunately, I try to avoid the rotor when I can because I get so mixed up in it. Well, I have to keep turning my phone around and round and round because I can only turn my wrist so far.
Hey, David, welcome in.
I forget which event this is. Is it the phone thing or the just the general? I don't remember.
It's the phone thing.
Oh, well, sounds interesting. Hello.
Right now we're talking about the Live Read app, and Susie is, experiencing some issues with downloading apps. So evidently, Ira comes. There's more than one Ira that comes up. It'll stay visual interpreter for the blind, and that's how you know you have the right app, Susie.
Okay, I'll look again.
Anybody else have any experience with searching for an app or anything like that on the App Store?
Well, I know the one thing about the rotor. It can be crazy doing stuff with it. And I guess my suggestion is maybe you just don't have a lot of stuff on it. You know, just the basic things. I mean, you can put all sorts of stuff on there. I have quite a bit of stuff on there, but sometimes I do it. Your hand gets tired or your fingers just don't flip, turn the way you want it to turn it. So yeah, that can be fun. So don't feel bad about that, Susie.
Yeah, it's a little bit of practice. You can get to where you can make it work a little better for you. Hey, Jeff, welcome in. As far as the rotor goes, I had learned something, and because I have always had a trouble with links and getting it in the messages, because the doctor would send you a link, or the pharmacy would send a link, track the package, or even Walmart, or even a Lyft ride. So I have learned that if you have more than one link in a message, you can actually flick to the right to the next link and double tap on it. I didn't even know you could do that. So that was pretty cool to learn.
That's if you have links selected in your rotor and you go to it, right?
Yeah, you can links will activate, but it sometimes you get the actual link in the message itself, and you don't even need links, so you can just double tap on it. It's just something you have to play with when you get it.
Oh, with links, no, I have no luck, and sometimes I'll get something on my phone and on the computer. When it comes over the computer, then it gives me a specific place to, open it. But on the phone, no.
You say you're having trouble with Live Read. Did I hear that right?
I haven't been able to download it.
Well, I haven't. You basically point it at something and it starts reading if it detects any text.
Yeah, but you have to have it on your phone first.
Yeah, that would help. I tried that perspective intelligence today a little bit.
Well, you got here after she talked about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's ready for prime time. It made my phone crash when I try to use the describe feature. It hangs up and spits out the app. So I'm not overly impressed. I like the idea of it, but it's not ready yet.
Yeah, noticed a little glitch in it too. It closed. Well, it didn't make the phone crash, but it closed the app a few times. So I gather it's probably not ready.
When I first downloaded the app to begin with and opened it up, it actually froze my phone. And I'm thinking, oh, I think I've just been hacked. I had to literally shut down the phone and bring it back up. But I was just praying that it would come back up. But it did. So a big sigh of relief about that. So any questions? Anybody having any issues with an app or want to bring up something?
Not really, but going back, I went into the App Store and did a search for Aira, A-I-R-A. I didn't put anything else in there. And there was a bunch of stuff that came up, but only one Aira. Then I double tapped on that, and then it puts you in with their, you know, the screenshots and the title, get, and the description. And yeah, Aira Explorer.
I've been having trouble getting the current update to the software. You know, it gives you that thing. It will do it when the phone is locked and there's enough battery. Well, I had it on battery and I had it locked and it said installation failed. So I tried to do it manually and it still won't let me do it. I wonder, does anybody have any idea why that might be?
Hey, Rock, welcome in. Did you say you had it on battery? Did you try plugging it up?
Yeah, if the battery's lower than 50%, I won't let you. It's better when you have it plugged in to electricity. And yeah, if it's locked, that's like for overnight, it'll do it by itself. Should work, though, plugged in.
Yeah, actually, it was charging overnight, and it was locked, and it wouldn't do it.
Did you try to get it to do it manually?
I did, and it was also plugged in then, and it still wouldn't do it.
Did you try restarting your phone and shut it down completely, and then try, you know, reboot it, and then try it again?
I just restarted the phone this morning, and I haven't tried it since then, so I'll have to try it again and see if it'll work now, because I just did restart the phone this morning.
Has it been acting better since you restarted it?
Well, it hasn't really been doing anything different, you know, except that I haven't tried that installation. But I should try it because I'm on my computer. I should try it while we're in here and see if it works because the phone is plugged in right now. So I should try it.
My problem updating is I'm usually using my phone during the night because I listen to SiriusXM on the phone through a speaker under my pillow. So I never have the phone locked, so I have to actually do it intentionally in order to make it happen.
One way to do it, Spence, if you know, plug it in, do it manually, and you know, do it when you're going to take a shower. Then you set it up to go, and by the time you get out, it'll probably be asking for a passcode or something. You know, just get it going, and then finish up the process when you're done in the shower.
Sounds like a good plan, yeah. Because I usually, in the middle of the day, sometimes when the battery's running down, I will plug it back up. And, that's a good idea.
Hank, does that make it a clean install?
Yes, Jeff. Anybody discover any neat apps, features? Come on, open up.
I had an interesting experience with Aira last week. We get paper here where you need to sign up for whatever activities you want to participate in here. And I thought, well, instead of running around trying to find somebody to fill this out for me, I mean, I can read it, but obviously I can't fill it out. So I had Aira, and they took a picture of it, and the guy filled it out for me, and then he emailed it as a PDF file, and then I was able to print it. And I guess it got filled out okay. I, stuck it in the little box where I was supposed to put it. And I haven't heard anything from anybody that they didn't understand what I did. But I thought that was really kind of neat that, you know, things like that, if it's not real personal stuff or whatever, that's neat.
That is amazing what Ira is able to do. And even if it's personal stuff, I've had them go on to Social Security. I've had them go into all kinds of stuff. I've had them read my credit card number. It's perfectly safe with Ira.
That is great.
I tell you what, that's one of the best services I've ever used. I mean, there's no limit to what they can do. They're just, I can't speak more highly about them. They are just an incredible group.
That's why I just need to get that downloaded so I can use it. And I'll work on it.
And you don't have to, you know, you can get the minimum, I don't know what it is at the moment, but they had a program for like $29 for 30 minutes. You'd be surprised how much you can get done with that 30 minutes, because a lot of calls that I make are less than 5 minutes long.
Yeah, I never know. Like when I did that particular thing, you know, it always asks you, do you want to use the free 5 minutes? And you never know how long it's going to take to do whatever it is you want it to do. And it's amazing what you can even get done in that free 5 minutes.
Yep, 5 minutes is longer than you think.
So even if you subscribe to it and you pay for minutes, you can still use the free five?
Yep, I get them all the time. Every time I call, you want to use your 5 minutes? I say, sure.
Yeah, and if you run out of time, then you call an actual person if you're subscribed. Now, the free 5 minutes, because I haven't used it in a while, is that because they had changed it from daily to every other day or weekly, and then they changed it back? Is it daily now, or?
It's different for subscribers as opposed to non-subscribers, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I subscribe, and I think it's daily. And if you're a member of ACB, you get a discount. But yeah, I think it's daily as a subscriber. I don't know the other way.
It's great. It's well worth it. I mean, it's like having, you know, eyes in your phone. It's there on your timeline, not somebody else's timeline. Like Chrisanne said, she didn't know when she could track somebody down to help her with that. So she was able to get it done on her own time.
That'd be absolutely great.
I can't tell you how many times my washing machine has started acting like wonky. So I was like, okay. So I call Ira and have him look through my phone camera. And it's like, okay, what does the menu say? And, you know, they helped me get it back on track.
That's better than having a sighted person in the house. At least you can have them there when you need them.
Exactly. And when I'm out and about and I need directions somewhere, like tomorrow I'm probably going to go to the bank. Well, when I'm waiting for my ride, what I do is I'll call Ira about the time they're due to pull up, tell them what color car I'm looking for, and they'll look out for me and they'll let me know when the car pulls up. There is no limit to, well, I'm sure there might be a limit. I mean, come on, what they can help you with. But I have had them do all kinds of stuff, including building a bookcase that took 3.5 hours.
I remember you telling about that.
And it turned out beautifully, by the way. It's gorgeous.
Well, I think my phone is updating. We'll see if it completes it now.
I know that last update took a little longer than some of them have, too. At least it did for me.
Well, I'm on iOS 20, whatever it is. So is it 26?
Yeah, 26.6. something. Two or one, I forget.
I think it's two, but I'm not sure.
26.2.1.
I know on that live read, Ralph thinks that's the grandest thing ever.
I absolutely love it. You know, I used to use BD Scan, and that's a great app, too. I'm not taking nothing away from that. But for convenience and ease, that live read just kicks.
Well, I need to get it because I think BD Scan is great. I don't like its name, but...
The only thing LiveRead does not do that I wish it did is give you the ability to save a document that you have scanned. It does not do that.
Yeah, and you can't say if you want to go through line by line or something. It reads the document out just all at once. I think you can do it line by line, but that's one thing I haven't played around with yet and wondered if you could do that.
Yeah, you can leave. It'll say read next line, previous line. You can go back and forth through the document. It's pretty neat to do that. But and then clear the speech. Sometimes it'll clear the speech. Sometimes it won't.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Another cool thing I was able to do the other day was I got something in the mail on an email to fill out a survey. And I don't always fill out surveys, but I thought this one sounded like it was something where they could get some pretty good information. And it said, scan this code to enter survey. And I thought, oh boy, here we go with this. And I just opened up Code Scanner and it found it immediately and took me directly to the online version of the survey, and it worked really fast and really well.
I don't understand these code things, these QR codes or whatever they're called. I really don't understand how they work.
Yeah, instead of a link, you know, usually you think if it's in an email, they're going to send you to a link to go to the survey, but this was the code that took you there. So whether that's what identifies you, and it said it didn't have any personal information about me, but whether it just identifies that you are someone that was on their list from the email, I don't know. Yeah, I've wondered about that. Why they do that instead of links?
Well, barcodes were in one dimension, left to right. QR codes are top to bottom, left to right. So it's like a checkerboard. And there are hundreds of thousands of squares in that checkerboard. And when you take a shot of the code, it knows which of the squares is filled that means something to the source software. And that's how a QR code works.
Okay, so when you get, like, I assume that was an email, you open the code scanner and the code scanner knows where to look for the code? That's the part that I'm not connecting with.
You have to have a screen on your computer, though, so that it can take a picture of the screen, right?
Oh, okay. So I'm on the iPhone. I assumed you were on the iPhone doing the survey. You were on your computer?
I'll let her answer that. But yeah, when I got my new phone, finally, to activate the eSIM card, she told me I had to go to a site and blah, blah, blah. Or I got an email. I think she sent me an email and I had to use the code scanner at the screen. And then once it saw it, beeped at me. And then, you know, like a minute later, it said, your eSIM card is activated.
But how did you do, Chris Ann?
I was on my phone and I read the email on my phone and it said, scan this code to take survey. And then I told Siri, open code scanner. She did. And I just kept my camera, the email open, and somehow it found it. And then it took me directly to the survey.
Okay, so is CodeScanner an app that you have to download, or is it something that's already on your phone?
I think it's already there. I don't remember downloading it. And I just questioned when I said it, open CodeScanner or something, just to see if I really did have it. And I did. So I think it is something that's part of your phone.
I have it.
Flashlight.
Who knew?
Flashlight.
It said CodeScanner, and it said flashlight. All right. Well, hey, we learn something every day, don't we?
I just found it on my phone, too.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
How cool is that? All right.
When you learn something new every day. Like, I knew about CodeScanner, like, with my phone, or I've never tried it. Our band's business cards have QR codes on them. I think I did that a long time ago. I got to go back and try it again and see what comes up. But I did not know that you could use it, like, on your phone. So I guess it works internally, too, as long as you have focus on whatever. If you're on a web page with a QR code or, like you said, email, it opens up and it looks at the screen. I guess it looks both ways, on the screen and with the camera. And as soon as it finds it, scans it.
Ooh, Chris Ann, I think you get the gold star today.
I think she does, too. I'm excited. I didn't know, you know, I've learned a lot today.
So, is Jeff, are you still here?
Yes.
Okay. You gave us a wonderful description of what a QR code is. Do you know what the benefit of a QR code is versus a link, and why so many places are going to those?
A QR code is more universal, more ways to get at it. With links, you actually have to receive it on something or type it out. QR code can be on a piece of paper, can be a sign on a wall, can be a show up on your television screen. So there's many different ways to reveal a QR code to be picked up by a phone or any other device. Does that help?
Yeah, I guess so. So it's something that they can just generate rather than typing out a big link.
Exactly. Basically, I guess the link is embedded into the QR code. But so the code reader just scans it, and it'll automatically activate the link and take you where you need to go. But like he's right, if somebody hands you like a piece of paper with a link on it, you got to go and type it all in, whether it be on your computer or your phone. If you have your phone, you could just scan it and boom, it automatically takes you. You don't even have to remember. It could be like a 40-character website. Address, and you don't have to type it all out or remember it.
Yeah, the QR code is actually a kind of a language that's written into the code. And, you can't sort of decipher it because whoever creates the code does it for a unique purpose. And there can actually be letters and numbers within the code. There can be pictures, but most of the time it points you to other information to read documents, etc.
Good evening, good afternoon, Allie. Welcome in. I'm excited because if you go to a restaurant, a lot of these places have these cards with the menu and a QR code. So you can just open your little handy dandy code scanner and get the menu. I wonder if, when you do get the menu, if it's readable, though. That's the only problem.
That's funny you say that, because I was just about to bring that up with restaurants. I think that started around the time, I don't know if it was there before, I think it was there before, but during COVID, because they didn't want to hand you menus and all this and that. They just had one of those plastic holders with something on it, and you scanned the QR code, and you got your menu, and you didn't have to handle menus that everybody else did.
So my question is, when you do that, I mean, has anybody have any experience using a QR code? Can you actually read the menu?
I would bet any money that the QR code takes you to a link on your phone. That would, to me, to be the easiest way for a proprietor to be able to modify or change the link daily if necessary, and the code would just take you and your phone there.
So would that also be what you would have happen nowadays, say, with things that you used to use your IDmate, Omni, and Summit, and all those barcode readers, where now a lot of my stuff is saying product not found? Is that because it has a barcode instead, or a QR code instead of a barcode, that you would be able to use that scanner to read products and things like that out of your groceries or whatever?
Chances are that's so, because QR codes can contain so much more information and they can be made more secure. Barcodes, as I described earlier, are one dimension only. You have long and short bars along a straight line. So you can only do so many things and represent so many characters in a barcode. With the QR code, you multiply that squared and cubed and so on. So you have many, many more things to do in a QR code. And you can make it more unique than a barcode.
I wonder if that's why Envision saw that coming and they decided not to do any more with their barcode readers. Are they slowly moving from barcode readers to the QR codes for products now? QR codes are now the way of the future?
It might eventually get there. I think barcodes are still very prominent in as far as like stores and stuff go. As far as I know, CNAI still work with barcodes and stuff like that.
Well, again, one dimensional, you could convey price, product description, but if you need more information than that, you have to look again at a third dimension, don't you think?
What does QR stand for?
Questionable reading.
I like that.
And that's what I was always wondering too. I don't think so. No.
Quick response code. That's what Siri. That's what Google says.
Ah. Well, he's in the know, that Google dude.
Quick response. Okay. Well. All right, that was a fascinating discussion and very, very enlightening, Kristan. Thank you for bringing that to the table.
You're very welcome. Now I have another question. I don't know why I can't do this, but when I do my email, I have it threaded so that if there's a topic where there's a million messages, I can just hit delete on the first message and they all go away. But when I get an email that I do want to see all the messages in that thread, I have trouble going from one to another within the thread to see all of the different responses and things like that. You see the first message that usually asks the question or makes the comment, and then you swipe back, I guess, to the to and from. And somewhere in there, it's got a number of, if it's like 10 messages, you hit the number, you flick up and down to the number or something like that to read each one. That's one area I haven't quite figured out real well.
I believe I haven't done it because I turned threading off because of that. It's doable, but I think you might be on email 3 of 10, and I think there's a previous and a next button towards the top. At least that's where it used to be. And if we have time, I was going to try a QR example. I got one of the business cards from my band, and I can open up Code Scanner and see what happens.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I turned threading off on my email because I got so frustrated trying to read. It just means that I have to delete more messages, but I just got exasperated by it. All right, Hank, let's see it.
Okay. Got the card in my hand. I'm just going to Is it code scanner, I believe is what you said. Let's see. Open code scanner.
Code scanner, flashlight, switch button, off.
So just waving the phone over my business card. Nothing on that side. Let's try this side. I don't know how far it needs to be. Let me check the screen.
Flashlight, switch button, off. On. Flashlight, flashlight, switch button, on.
I think this is one of the newer ones. I think this is a fail. Let's try the other side again with the flashlight on. It's a fail. They said that we had a QR code for Instagram and a website, and I hope this is in an older card. Oh, well. Hang on. Let me find my keyboard. Where'd it go?
Well, that was a good thought. Anyway, that would have been neat, a neat demonstration.
It'd be nice if it would say not found or something like that.
Yeah, just sit there and like, what do you want me to do? All right, what else do we have?
Well, my phone seems to be updating. Hopefully it does it now.
All right, I need to do the same thing. They say it's just security fixes and nothing to do with accessibility.
I'm debating when is it going to be time to get a new phone. I think my battery health the last time I checked was like 85. And though everything seems to work, I know I saw an ad today from Best Buy where they were doing a thing with, you know, with trade-ins. I didn't read the whole thing. But I'm just starting to wonder when do you finally think you have to get a new one? And then what new one do you get? Do you need the 17? Or, of course, I know it depends on price and how much you want to pay, but that's my big question right now is when am I going to actually need to do this? I have a 13.
Well, I would think that 13 would be good for a while. I had an SE, and I had it for quite a while before I got this phone that I've got now. And it was to the point where the battery was really getting iffy, and I didn't want to get another one. And I couldn't update it anymore. So pretty much when you can't update it to the latest software, I think that's when you should start maybe thinking about it. But I think your 13 should be good for a while.
I agree. Like, as you all know, most of you know, I upgraded from the iPhone 8, which was much older than yours, and I just got my new phone a couple of months ago. I went with the 17, and I put 2 batteries in the 8. So like when the battery was going bad, it was a lot cheaper to spend $70 than, you know, $700 or $500, whatever phone you were looking at. And real quick here, I'm in my app switcher because it seemed to work. I went to close it and I'm like, let me just tap on that again. So
messages, calendar, when photos.
Oh, where's the app switcher? Sorry, guys.
App switcher, code scanner, active.
All right. So I'm going to double tap on that.
RS equals W700, CG, true, image, alter ego, band, Norwalk CT. Dance, sit, Facebook, oops. Dance, sing, and party all night long to your favorite songs, end, main. Facebook, heading level 1. Like us, heading level 4. Event details, pop-up button, men, Instagram, heading level 3. Follow us, heading level 4. Event details, pop-up button.
All right, so you get the idea, but yeah, so when I opened it, it didn't work. So I went to the app switcher and then opened it again. I didn't close it in the app switcher, and it seemed to work. So that might be a glitch or something.
They're a pretty good band, too. The drummer's not bad either.
You're right, he is. He has a good beat.
Thank you, guys.
One new notification.
Now I got to speed my phone back up.
All right. Anybody have anything else? This has been really good today.
How long does it take to do that update? Because my phone is still locked. It's not saying anything.
Does it come up and talk? Who did an update recently?
When you do it manually, it does not need to be locked. That's only like when you're doing it overnight or something. It's like looking for you to not be using your phone kind of a thing to do an automatic so it doesn't interrupt you. But my phone is completely unlocked and I'm listening to and I'm checking because when it's downloading, it tells me the percentage. When it starts installing, it'll tell me verifying update. So yeah, you can unlock your phone and listen. Usually anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, usually closer to 10 to 15, but I haven't done this one yet.
Okay. Yeah. Cause it is not doing anything. It's just, you know, sitting there and I don't want to disturb it. So I'll just wait, I guess.
I know I thought that it would help save battery if I set my phone to lock after, I think, 30 seconds. I may change that again because it gets annoying sometimes when you're in the middle of listening to something and it locks on you. But I know, I think I had to like tap my, just touch it to kind of wake it up. And then it started talking.
I think I have mine set to like 5 minutes because I hate when it locks on you and you're in the middle of doing something like say I'm trying to put in a password or something that I forgot. So I go on my computer, I'm looking up the password. Next thing you know, my phone locks on me. So I get a 5 minutes and I'm always locking my phone, but I do it manually. Like if I like reply to a text message, when I'm done, I hit send and I just hit the power button and lock it and put it on my desk. But that's me. And then you got Spence who never locks it. So it's up to you, whatever way you like to go.
Yeah, I used to do it that way, Hank, just manually locked it. And I may go back to that. 5 minutes wouldn't be bad either. But yeah, I don't know why. I just thought, well, I'll try this for a while. You know how you play around with stuff and you just see, okay, how's this going to work? And if you don't like it, then you can change it back.
Yeah, I believe it's like 5 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute, maybe 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and then never. And you're not going to mess anything up with the update there. You can unlock the phone and flick left and right and read what it's saying during the update in the software update window, unless you double tap on, I think it's cancel or something, but don't worry about that. You're fine.
I thought there was a 15 minute and then never, but if you don't want to mess with that, just get in the habit. If you're going to put your phone down, just lock it, just push the button.
Well, I think it did it. It came back up. Did its little bloom thing when it, you know, comes back up. And I had to put in my password and all my apps are there. So I think it must have done it.
Excuse me, I was taking a drink of water. To verify that it did it, just go into settings, general about, and it'll say software up to date if it's up to date.
Keep reading my mind, Spence. I was just about to say that.
I just got the key faster than you.
Going to run. Thank you very much, everybody. Been most interesting.
Thank you, Jeff, for your input. Appreciate it.
Ladle, Jeff.
Yeah, take care. Oh, he's gone. Yeah, it's been a good day today.
It says 26.3.
Congratulations.
And for those who want to know, the earlier class they asked, in the description, it just says bug fixes and security updates. That's it. There's nothing, it doesn't say anything about accessibility or the camera or anything like that.
Well, then I won't fret over much about updating to this one. So, Parker is actually the one that encouraged me to update because he's just, you know, he's something.
Yep, it says iOS is up to date.
I'm rather paranoid about security issues, so I keep mine right up to date.
All right, boys and girls, it was great. And thank you, Chris Ann, for that wonderful revelation about that QR code reader. That is pretty cool. I didn't even know that was there.
I didn't either. And I want to thank everybody for coming in and being a part of this event. This is turning out to be a really cool deal every 2 weeks, and we will do it again in 2 weeks. This has been a great thing. Thank you, Chris Ann, for your contribution, Hank, for your help, and everybody for coming.